It's time for the Trackside Results Show on Blue Jay 96.3. The Trackside Results Show is brought to you by A&A Lock Service, your key authority, Central Wisconsin Vending, Hilltop Auto Wrecking, Central Sawdust of Wisconsin, Zilich Asphalt, and State Park Speedway. And now, here are your hosts, Kurt Keen and B. Ash.
Welcome back to Trackside Live here at 21 Pub here in Rothschild, Wisconsin. Got Cody in the background directing us tonight.
Yeah, we got double direction going on, yeah. So not too bad.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's great to be back at Sean's 21 Pub. Always, it's the end of the season, so that's a sad thing, but it's good to be back and see everyone. It's been a while.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is nice to be back. We always like to have our championship show here. Sean always treats us so well and puts on some great food and stuff for us. So thanks to Kim as well for the pulled pork and everything that he does as well. But yeah, always a great atmosphere here. We always like to see everybody. And yeah, it's been our circle track stuff's been done a little bit now after our Labor Day run over at Golden Sand Speedway for the Cleaver Classic. We've had a few other events, but not our normal circle track stuff.
Yeah, and then it's a thing is you've had some eaves and that's the last couple weekends you've been tied up with eaves and or went down to the Dells, watched the Alive for Five race a few weeks ago, and yeah, it's been pretty much low key.
It has been, and it's been nice. It's actually been really nice. So
I don't know about nice. I mean, I spent most of the Friday of second half of the Packer game and under the weather. So
well, for you, yes.
I'm just glad to be back. Back, somewhat feeling normal. But
We were both on IR for a few days.
Yeah, it's just been maybe that's the thing. We weren't around people enough. You know, used to being around the same people. But again, the same people come out here every week. We've been doing this 13 years and. Usually end the show tonight, but we got a bonus one next week, Biash, up at the Sawmill in Merrill.
Yeah, we do. Work together with Justin Mondyke on that one. We got a show secured up at Sawmill Brewing Company. So
and he's
really
going to break
some
news for us, too.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty good. You know, we're looking forward to talking to him about the season and then also talking about his upcoming opportunities not around Wisconsin. So it's going to be a pretty cool deal, yeah. So it's going to be a pretty cool deal. And looking forward to that. Probably you'll have like the race car and stuff out too. So really, really looking forward to that one. It's going to be a good opportunity to check out Bull Falls. What a beautiful facility they have there.
I've never been there. I'm looking forward to it.
And a few different things. A really nice outdoor area. So hopefully the weather is really nice. We can be outdoors.
Yeah, the long forecast, it seems to be okay.
Yeah, I think we should be outside. And yeah, I think it'll be a really nice setup. So I'm really excited to get up there and to see some of our folks that maybe can't make the drive down all the time, and maybe some of our Tomahawk friends.
Yeah, maybe we could get some Tomahawk, or maybe get some of the Winecoffs or Vandergeese. They could join us in on that one. I know everyone's busy. Fall specials are starting. Usually it was like this weekend would be the Fall Shootout or Jefferson, but this weekend I think
Dells has their
3-day weekend, right?
With the Rockford weekend, the
National
Track Championship.
And that used to be the end, but then there. They always had issues with Rockford, and boom, you had to turn around and go to Oktoberfest. So now it's like, well, we get the last one in September, which it's going to be a one-day deal. I won't be there. I'll be doing Cyclone stuff. That starts already this weekend, which has already started, but it doesn't end. I know Lauren will fill in for myself. So my racing season's over with, besides going to maybe some of the specials, and of course Oktoberfest, maybe one of the last Alive for Five, and then finish out the season at the Snowball Derby on the 6th and 9th, celebrating birthday weekend. So
yeah,
I look forward to that. That's pretty much, I guess we walked out of State Park Speedway the last time a few weeks ago and had our championship night, so that's all taken care of.
That Enduro got moved up, if nobody saw that, or up to the 12th.
And then I don't know if they're still maybe working on the date, maybe having it at Plover on the 26th. I know Matt would like to have a race obviously. They moved that up just with the uncertainties of what's going on out at State Park and the rumors. And I'd like to get some of the answers, because just because we're the racetrack announcers doesn't mean we know what the hell's going on. I can tell you that. I can tell you. No, I try to get to do my job better, and I know that you know that's one of those things people ask. Well, you guys should know, and you hear this and that. Unfortunately, it's a pretty tough situation. I think we've all, you know, going through with the racetrack, with the Wimmers and that last show, that we all could be there to maybe, you know, with the banquet and all that. We all handled it how we handled it, and everyone has to deal with that situation. So all of a sudden, boom, it's right in your face and it's over with. So
yeah.
I guess, if you know, we were all there, and we figure out what goes on from there. But it's for the certain future, we don't know what's going to be there and what's going to be next. Until then, we wait till the people that own the property and the people who decide to buy the property. I mean, it's unfortunate, because I thought we had some of the best racing this year at State Park, knowing that that second group has come in. I've been to some other racetracks where there is no second group, where you might have to spray stuff. You might have to, and you know, this year, the tire. I mean, you've seen Jeff Storm's post, what he thought about the tire. A lot of people in the beginning of the year thought the tire was great.
Right.
And then the second part of the year, people pretty much beep, 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 beep on this tire. And I don't know if they're – but here's the deal. You could switch the tire. All you'd have to do is rebrand it and put whatever 45, 35. They're not giving you whatever they want.
Well, yeah.
They're just going to rebrand the tire and give you the same piece of crap that they've been given all year long. And it actually hurts the race fans, and it hurts the drivers, because – It's been a struggle bus for everyone.
Well, and that's what, you know, I think looking at it and trying to look at it from an objective standpoint.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know, it's you take it back to these S1s. They were kind of these S1s, S2s. They were talked about. They were planned. They knew some were coming. So some were made ahead of time. They were able to sit. They were able to cure. They were able to do the things they needed to do.
Then it's a keep
then we everybody starts running on them. Now you got to mass produce them again, and we're back to the COVID situation where there's not enough time to let them sit and cure. There's not enough time to make sure they're together. You got more plastic in them than anything else, and you know, stuff's going to happen. And
well,
I think that's what
when,
we ended up seeing.
Continental Tire bought up Hoosiers, so
right.
Again, I think the racing part is probably not on the top priority of, you know, of the main.
Yeah.
Tire they're selling, but that's for them to debate
it, yeah.
About and rules people. Obviously, people have their objective on it of their race car, and some people are like, "Hey, we had good tires. We probably didn't need to put tires on." And but you know, you still when you have that opportunity in a race. You're like, "Well, this is why we paid the money, and that's why we're putting them on." So, you know, it goes both avenues, and it's a frustrating problem. It's a racing problem. That everyone has to deal with, and again, everyone's dealt the same hand, and how do you deal with it, right?
Yeah, well, everybody just should go to the Tall City Recap, and that'll fix everything.
Oh, they wouldn't, yeah.
Right, we got a few people.
You got a few laughs, yeah.
All right, good.
No, Mark would be happy about it, for
no,
sure.
Yeah.
He's listening at home. Well, I think Brian Markert, I ended up ramming the keys to Megan. Obviously, I rode over yeah. with you, and I had the car keys, so it looks like she wasn't going anywhere tonight, but... No, it's great to have great people. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it. You made it back in time. I thought, I'm like, well, at least we got someone tuned in on 96.3. I'm sure he had it dialed in case he missed the show.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. No, it's always
so
a good
our last there. Show was at Richard, so we've already talked about the close at State Park.
Yes.
Right? So we already talked results. Even destructions, how did those go the last few weekends? I know there was a tractor pull at Marshfield.
Yeah.
That looked like a good turnout. It's great to see... facilities used for other things than just stock car racing, and I applaud Wayne by, you know, I know those tractor pulls, those people are, they go nuts, just like
yeah.
Eve people.
Yeah.
Look at the crowd on Saturday, holy moly.
Yeah, exactly.
I wasn't there, I was laying on the couch sick, but
yeah.
There was a lot of Busch lattes flowing, I heard.
Yeah, well, we had, so August 31st, we had an EVA destruction at Marshfield, and we were actually down a little bit on car count, and I think that was... basically due to, you know, part of the holiday weekend being Labor Day and everything else. But, you know, we really actually had a very good show. The cars that did show up were ones that, you know, it's a phrase that's used more commonly now in the EVA destruction world is respect. We've actually got a really great group of drivers in the EVA destructions who actually go out and more like novelty race than just go out to destroy their cars. And it's actually a lot of fun to have that group where you don't have to worry about people leaving in an ambulance. You can actually
right.
focus
right.
on putting on a good show, and having a lot of fun and doing a lot of different things. So that was really exciting about the 31st, and we had a real good show at Marshfield. The fans responded well. And then we ended up having, over then we had Plover. That was on the 7th. So then when we went to that race, we had the events that were going on, but then we also had the stunt. So Cody Smiley, and it ended up being that Craig Lyon and Joey Kuhn and all these crew from the Storm of Orange crew ended up putting together a big stunt. And Cody was attached to the hood of a Trans Am and had to go through a firewall, three walls of fire at full speed. And then we had Shane driving a car that got the hood cut out, and I mean, just a whole bunch of craziness that happened. And they estimated about 4,000 to 5,000 people at Golden Sand Speedway for that, and it was just an absolutely packed place. Car counts were pretty decent. The trailer count was down a little bit this year, but I mean, overall, it was a really good show, and it turned out, great again for them. And it's always something good. And then the truck and tractor pull, that was at Marshfield on the same day on the 7th. And that was a great turnout of trucks and tractors and fans as well. So, yeah, it's really nice to have different events going on that help support the racetracks to keep them going.
Yeah, it's good turnout and see people that you might see at maybe a fair and stuff. Those people that do tractors or demo people. And we've seen the Eve people. They have come from the Eves to stock car racing.
Yep. Yeah, no, a lot of our six shooters and some of our bandit drivers and all of them transitioned from the EVA Destruction, and then they're like, well, I don't love fixing my car every week, or they complain about a few things, and then it's like, I don't want to do this, and then I don't want to do that, so then it's like, well, build a race car, and then they've gotten out in the six-cylinder world, and they've done really well, and it's really good to keep growing that field, and that's what we need to do too, is we need to keep growing our drivers that need to keep kind of growing up and go up in classes eventually. Because once you get to late models around here, unless you go, again, out of the area to something bigger in NASCAR, you're kind of stuck to the late model world. So it's good to have those feeder classes that help feed the drivers of the future.
Yeah, we've seen so many move to the next divisions or go up, and then you're kind of stuck. So you need to, like you said, get the next classes to the next avenue. So. All right, so we're just here at 21 Pub again. What do we have? Pulled pork from Kim's BS Sauce?
Yep, Kim Bob's Cafe and Kim's BS Sauce providing the pork. We had some mac and cheese, and I think there was a little barbecue left, unless Wheels ate it all now. He might have, now that he's here.
I didn't even see him. He must have just came in.
He's sitting down over there.
Yeah, he's always sitting. Well,
he's over there.
We don't have any results to give you because we haven't been anywhere.
We did have Labor Day for Plover.
We do have it.
Yeah. So, I mean, we had that with Justin Mondyke winning the Tundra race.
Led all the laps. Every lap.
Yeah, Kendrick Cryer ended up winning the Pro Lates. And then we had the Wisconsin Sport Trucks was Vanderloop.
Yep.
And the Mini Cups was that
Fury. Nathan Fury.
Fury, yep. So, yeah, I mean, overall, some great racing on Labor Day.
It was caution-free feature events. So, hey, it's our time to pay the bills. We're going to bring a guest. Again, we're at the 21 Pub. You're listening to Trackside Live on Blue Jay 96.3. Oh, that's right.
So, yeah, they'll be on a little bit later. But, yeah, looking forward to getting the show done, I guess I should say, that we can get you all over to the debate and see how that goes. I know quite a few people are paying real close attention to that one, so we'll see how it all shakes out. But you never know what's going to happen in this presidential world. But one of the guests.
You know who I'm voting for president?
Who's that?
Your dad. You know why? Yeah. I like your dad.
Yeah, that would work.
And he's a good guy, and he's never lied to me. He's even tried to come pick me up one time.
He's about the same age as Joe Biden, so that right, might work. That might work.
There you go. Be Asher President. Can we talk about it on our show? Well, it is our show, 13 years.
We could, yeah.
But, we'll talk to stock car racing, but we're somewhat good at it, I guess. But down here at 21 Pub, Sean's been a great sponsor. And I want to thank you for having us here once again at 21 Pub. Usually close on Monday, so we did Tuesday night. Last year we did a Monday. Well, that costed Sean some, he always says free beer and pizza. Well, one guy took him up on that. And how did that go, Sean?
Well, I said that we upgraded the pulled pork at Kim's BS Sauce and Kim Bob's restaurant. He was really nice to donate all the food. So I told him, well, we're upgrading the pulled pork, so the drinks are doubled.
Well, that's the deal.
That's the way to do it. No, and that works out pretty well. You know, you've had a pretty good turnout here. You know, we were just here, a Wednesday or so ago, and got to hang out with you for a bit. Seems like business is rolling along pretty good for you, huh?
Things have been really good here. I cannot complain. Just like any business right now, people are struggling, but we're hanging in there.
Yeah, and it's a great atmosphere. You know, you have a few different pool leagues and dart leagues. What do y'all got going on here?
Well, for the fall coming up here, we actually start pool league on next week, Wednesday. We start our pool league with a 6-person team. Then we have on Thursdays, we have a 4-person dart team, 3-person women's team. So that'll get us through the winter months here. You know, a little extra people walking through the door. And
no more Tuesday night?
Tuesday night, we're done on Tuesday night. We had three guys that folded on Tuesday nights, and the rest of the team that were sticking around, we got three other people, and they'd rather play Wednesday nights.
Oh, Wednesday works better for
so
some people.
We're down here in the Rockchild Weston Schofield League now on Wednesdays instead of the Wassacoin Midwest Amusement Pool League on Tuesdays.
How important? I've been in dart league, and it seems like bowling leagues last forever, too. How important is that for the local businesses to have these leagues? Because you know how winter nights could be winter months. Bar business could be pretty slow, especially, you know, Sundays are Packers and Badgers are always good days. Everyone loves a Saturday of going out to the tavern. But that's got to be a lot of the income to bring different people in your establishments.
Correct.
To come in and maybe come back and be like, hey, that Jesse guy was a pretty good bartender.
Right.
Let's go back on Wednesday.
People have never been in their establishment before, you know, going into different bars. You know, it's great for business, you know, and it's bringing more people around. And
yeah, no, it's really a great thing. And, you know, it's awesome that you've been able to support a lot of different drivers and different folks this year, too. And to get out and do some more racing yourself, too. And you told me earlier it wasn't quite the best trip to Slinger, but you ended up going to Slinger. It was, what, Labor Day Sunday? No, just this last
Sunday. Just this last Sunday.
Just this last Sunday.
Yeah. Yes. The track got me again. 2 years ago we were there, put a hole in an oil pan. That ended our day. That was practice. This year I made it to the heat race, 5 laps in, and a left rear track bar mount broke.
Oh, wow.
So that ended my day.
Silly stuff.
Yes.
Silly
Slinger
stuff.
Does not like me.
No, apparently not.
But racing with the Upper Midwest Vintage, it's lots of fun, great people to, you know, race with, respectable.
That makes a big difference. And now for Upper Midwest Vintage, you got Marshfield coming up. That's going to be on the 28th.
Correct.
And then you've got Oktoberfest right after that.
Oktoberfest, which is going to be on the 6th of October, right before the big race.
Yeah, on that Sunday. So that's going to be pretty exciting. Are you excited to get back to the big half miles?
I love the big tracks. Marshfield, I love racing there. The cross is even better. It's faster. Lots of room for passing. A lot of room to move around.
And there's normally been some pretty good car counts, you know, especially Oktoberfest. You get a lot of cars from, you know, some that don't normally run with the Upper Midwest Vintage or some that, you know, come from the Illinois area or even some more from Minnesota and stuff. So it's kind of nice to get in there.
I believe last year we had from 5 different states, vintage drivers last year. And I believe we had a car count of 25 cars last year for Fest.
That's really good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, and that's the thing is you get to see different drivers, maybe see some, you know, guys jump in a seat, maybe a tribute car. You know, that's what's nice. What do you think about, you want to go racing much as you can. You ever think about, you know, with the obstacles you've had this year to be like, hey, Jason, you jump in this thing one night. I'm tired of being a DNF. You go take this thing. Maybe it's not just maybe my bad luck. I feel like I have the bad luck today, obviously. But you ever sometimes when you get discouraged and have a bad night, you're like, heck with this. And as much as because you guys don't get as many opportunities as some of these guys 3 nights a week, it can get very discouraging and it gets to be a lot of money. Like, you had a clutch go out at Marshfield. You knew all day long, like, there's just something not right. And then later on, and then that costs you a bunch of money. So yeah. It gets frustrating.
Well, you get, you know, $1,300 for replacing a clutch, you know. Track bar mounts right now, there's another $250. So, yeah, it costs some money. And then you're hoping that you can get some tires from other guys. But if you go and buy tires,
right.
Guess what? These tires now, Everybody's complaining about them. You get two races out of them, you're lucky.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're okay with that. And it's the relationships that you've built up. Some of these super late model guys have given you some of their takeoffs. So yeah, who are the guys you want to thank on that?
Well, I definitely got to thank Brock Heinrich. He's going to be helping me out with some tires for Fest coming up here. Justin Mondyke, he couldn't be here tonight. He's down in North Carolina getting ready for his truck race. And, yeah, I mean, it wasn't for those guys for takeoffs, but there's not a lot of takeoffs there either because these tires are burning up so fast. You know, yeah. Last year we ran the 35-45s. I mean, I could buy two sets a year and soak them and get almost the whole season out of two sets.
Yeah, and that's part of the rule. You guys are allowed to do that in your Upper Midwest Vintage Series.
Correct, correct. I mean, anything to save some money in that.
Yeah, no, that works really well. And it seems like Kenny's been doing a pretty good job with the Vintage Series, you know, making sure that car counts are where they need to be and making sure that, you know, we get kind of some traveling around the year. I mean, overall, it's been a pretty fun year to kind of get to some of the different tracks too, huh?
It's been a great year. We had it at Jefferson this year. That was due. I wasn't able to make it out of work, but I was able to make it over to Slinger. Next year, we'll be adding another track to our schedule. Can't announce what track that's going to be yet, but
okay. You're one of them guys. Are you going to be on this debate at 7:30?
No.
I got you. I'm voting for you.
There you go. But next year, there's some big opportunities coming for Upper Midwest Vintage. I have a lot more tracks. A few people are building some cars. Some interest, you know, with cars coming on board with us again next year.
Awesome. Yeah. No, it's one of my favorite divisions to watch race and to see the vast difference of vehicles too. You know, you got some of the really old chassis and you got some of the newer chassis with an older model body, and I mean, just really neat to kind of see the variation.
And
there,
I think this, Brandon, where I think I have more interest in it. And I'm not going to say I didn't. I've known Sean since we were kids growing up in grad school and playing ball or hockey or whatever we did. So when Sean showed a lot of interest in it, I kind of followed a little more, where when I was at the racetrack, if I wasn't announcing, I'd be like, I didn't really have much interest because it was like Chris Loberg would go out and win all those races. And I just wasn't interested. But when Sean did, I kind of listen when he tells me stuff about, hey, this guy's this. So then it helps me sound like I know what the hell I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I want to thank Sean for that. And I also want to thank Sean for the last few years of having us at 21 Pub, as you've been nothing but great to us. And, you know, this is what it's about. Look who's here. A lot of friends where, you know, you get to see him throughout the week as bar owner. But it's got to mean a lot to you to have this little radio station here. And I know anytime we've asked for your support, you're like, just sign me up. We really do appreciate that, Sean.
You're welcome. No, I thank everybody for coming out. Thank everybody coming to the racetracks, supporting all the local racetracks, which is great. We need people there week in and week out, so we have a track to go to.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're down to only a few. And, you know, you guys will still be there at some of those races. And besides Wausau, Marshall, Plover, Lacrosse, you said Slinger hasn't been kind, but what is it like driving around Slinger?
Slinger is a blast. It's like being on a jet fighter plane.
Yeah, but it's the truth, huh?
It is. It's crazy.
You know, the guys that do it every week, they take for granted, but when you finally get there, you're like, it was pretty neat. I just wish the car would have been kind to me, because see what, how much horsepower you could roll around that quarter mile.
Quarter mile. It's the fastest quarter mile in the United States.
It's
crazy.
What
they're claiming. You know, it's a great track to race tool. I would never want to race week in and week out. It's too hard on equipment.
Right.
With the bank and everything else. Yeah. You know, it's rough on cars. You know, like we go to a normal track around here, we'll burn up a right rear. Slinger, you burn up your left rear.
Really?
Yep.
Just that's how wicked it is. Well, Sean, I know you got a lot of folks out here tonight, and hey, it's our time to pay another bill because we got to be done at 7:30. How about it for Sean Herzog, everyone, here at 21 Pub? Again, he says free beer and pizza tomorrow. Again, Sean Herzog joining us on the spot as he's keeping us fed, keeping us with prizes and all kinds of great things. You still got plenty of time to come out to 21 Pub Brown Boulevard. Again, we'll come back with the driver's guess. You're listening to Trackside Live on Blue Jay 96.3. Back at 21 Pub here, Trackside Live. Lurch just walked in there, gives Cody a slap on the side. Lurch is here, so that means usually we hear him, not see him. He's walked on in, so great to see Lurch here. Great to see a lot of folks. Certainly want to thank Dave from Central Wisconsin Vending. Uncle Dave, He brought us some chips, yeah. You know, Sean, he went and got his own bag of chips. Sean says, you know, we sell those here. So, yeah, they're dogging each other. You got to know the good banter of the people that are around you, you know. Sometimes, you know, you just got to accept the fact of what the situation is, that yes. gets thrown in front of you. But, you know, it's like you get Sean and you get Dave, the old hat, and, you know, they'll give each other grief all day long. But Dave's been a great sponsor of our show. I don't know how many years ago we reached out to him, 8 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a little while, you know. Yeah,
yeah, I think we were – that was maybe the time of COVID. We were looking for a show, and Dave's like, we got a show. We didn't know if we were going to be able to have a show, and Dave kind of got us rolling with over at Pit Stop. It was our first show this year already back in May, and then, again, select shows, whatever the race after Wausau was always kind of our plan. As it gets weekly, obviously, we have full-time jobs. We try to do our best to give the best coverage in central Wisconsin. I think we've done the best we could with the resources that are given to us, and we're old school. So, and speaking of old school, this guy's old school.
Yeah.
He's somewhat old school, but he's kind of got a young guy's twist. He's a back-to-back champion at State Park Speedway. He's a track record holder at State Park Speedway, which nobody will ever touch. He's still waiting for his $100. How about a nice hand for Brock Heinrich? Brock, you asked Mark Martin. I guess that engagement with QC Willie, that conversation sitting on your tailgate that was not even scripted, unscripted, and we just happened to be over a million people engagements, over 550,000 views. So we finally went viral, Brock.
Well, you know,
I think it was not because of me. It was you.
Well, I mean, had I known it would have been like that, I probably would have cleaned out the back of my truck a little bit better, because yeah. I still have deer blood on it from last year, our doe massacre on our land. But, yeah, no, that was really cool, and it was great talking with him. Awesome guy, and I like how you bring up the old school cool kind of deal.
Old school cool.
That's the kind of racing I like. I don't like NASCAR nowadays. I go back and watch old races all the time, so being able to talk to Mark Martin was really neat, and he's got a lot of knowledge and know-how, and he was just a great dude to meet.
Kind of funny, you know, you went there, you just won the feature the night before, you know, in championship. You and your dad came. That other kid, he cheers you on. I can't remember his name. He's a big fan of yours. He was with you that day, and your dad.
Oh, yeah, McLean was there. He does our social media when we're at the track, because we don't get service.
Oh, yeah, neither do we. Even if we have Wi-Fi, it doesn't work. Yeah. But anyways, it was just you got to meet him, and then I think QC told you were the champion. So he was kind of asking questions just about super late model racing. Then we seen him on Saturday looking at race cars. But he's an innovator. He was showing us that bus that he has, the $2 million bus. He was showing the back compartment. He's like, and he gets free oil from Valvoline. Imagine that. Even though he puts a sticker. But he was telling it had like 800 and some horse. It had like a pressure washer. He says as soon as he gets out of that thing, he cleans it. But just a down-to-earth guy. And that's how NASCAR was. It was. Those guys there. And he was even saying, there's a lot of guys up here. You know, when he first got down there, he burnt all his money, kind of like these guys now. He just happened to hit the right opportunities. But just a nice down-to-earth guy. And it was something that I always cheered for. My dad was a big Martin fan. For some reason, he just wanted him to win the Daytona. Dad's always had different vehicles, Ford, Chevys, Dodge, whatever. I don't know. He just liked them maybe because they were around the same age. And I always cheered for Mark Martin. I never thought I'd get to meet Mark Martin, especially coming up at the State Park. I mean, we've seen him at other tracks, and, you know, it's kind of neat when they're at other tracks, but it's not. It's your track, so you're like, hey, we finally get to meet this guy. But for him to come tell that story and live, we just shot the breeze for a little bit, and Phil's waving him back, and I think he wanted to sit and hang out with us the rest of the night, but that had probably been bad news. I don't know if Mark's a partier or not.
Well, one thing that I did kind of learn from him is he's one of us. If you listen to the Dale Jr. Download, the episode that they had, with Mark Martin. He was telling all these stories, and what was so fascinating is about how similar he actually is to the rest of us racers. So it was really holy moly, the bass just got boosted.
Yeah,
in
that's
my
right.
Ears.
That's all right. I had a delay all the way from Merrill before, so yeah, Steve's just messing with stuff. So we just keep going like everything's going.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we're good now.
People want to hear what you have to say is what it is.
That's yeah, you're a big
you turn it down for Kurt, turn it up for Brock. Down for, yeah, that's how it works.
Now I have nothing in the ear set because of Brock.
Sorry. Yeah, no,
look
I guess
at Brock.
I
there we go.
Either.
Yeah, I think we got it now. First day on the job.
No, I don't got nothing yet in mine. I just know it went from like treble. Okay, that's perfect, right?
That's
there.
Perfect. There. Like the money. Well, you won the championship at WAS, so we can talk about that. You had a chance to win the championship at the Tundra race. Obviously, Monday or Labor Day, you probably wish you were working. It just, I think a lot of guys are wish you were working. It just was not a good day for the 52 and about 18 other teams, I'd say.
Yeah, no, that race was a struggle. We showed up and we unloaded. We were good. We threw on a set of tires that we've had since the Deachins race. I don't know. We had like 200 some laps on those tires, but we were really balanced in practice. The car was really good. We thought we wouldn't have to change much, and we know how Jeff Storm feels about the tires, and that's kind of how we felt about the tires on that Monday because.
And people felt the same way Saturday night at the Dells. I mean, Austin Nason pretty much said it on the TV. You know, after they had the opportunity to put the other two tires, they're like, "Why did we even put those two tires on? We were fine just with the other tires, but." You know, it's not just everyone, but, you know, even if, I guess, you're a pretty honest guy. If you had a bad setup, you'd be like, hey, we missed this. Or you could say, hey, you know, like, if you cheer for a favorite team, blame the refs or blame the kick. Or, you know, don't blame the other 20, 50 other plays that may have costed you a game. But it was just a bad set of tires, and obviously it showed the guy on the pole won the race. There was no passing.
Right.
He sprayed the stuff, and then... You know, a car blows up that happens to be in that groove. So, afternoon racing at Plover, Cody and Shannon, if you're listening, I don't like afternoon racing.
It's hot.
It's sliding around.
It's weird because that track is actually.
I'd rather do the race on Sunday night. No Slinger guys are coming. I'm sorry. Slinger guys aren't going anywhere. Slinger guys race at Slinger.
Yeah.
April might not be able to pit for someone. I'm not calling anyone out. Let's race Sunday night so we can enjoy Monday. And quit racing and sliding around on the asphalt because unless we can find a tire, let's go racing because that was nothing against Justin winning the race. It was terrible to watch. I didn't even announce it. I couldn't wait for that 100 laps to be over.
Well, I mean, I don't know. My endorphins kicked in with about 30 laps to go.
Yeah, but they kick in before you get in the race car.
No,
for you.
And I'm kind of chunky. I'm not as in shape as some of these other guys.
Hey, round is a shape. I know that.
I like to work in the shop and I think over a couple beers and whatnot. So I might not ever be in Justin Mondyke shape, but the fact of the matter is we had a really good car, and we threw on that set of tires and we grew them. They were perfect. Tucker Miller taught us a lot of things about this set of tire, or not this set, but this type of tire in general.
Yeah,
and
but they
we
dealt with
we
the
it.
Same thing on Saturday when he was with Gabe, though. That's
you can't
the thing.
Control them. You never know what they're gonna do, and he knows something that. We don't know, but we did everything we thought the right way, and for a tire to be one way and then shrink a half to three quarters of an inch in qualifying is just ridiculous. So we ended up flipping tires around. It took the balance out of the car, and we went to shit. So that's pretty much all there is to it.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, everyone's on that playing field. But, you know, you move on from that one. You got Oktoberfest coming up, right? So move on there, and that... looks to be, are you going to be running that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all of them?
I think we're going to do all of them if we can. We're sitting okay. Budgets, I mean, we're getting down there towards the end, so we're being careful with how we spend our money. And I know we're going to be buying a lot of tires, and I want to really spend some time trying to figure out the tires there. The only thing is with our program is I'm kind of running the show in the pits with the car and the shocks and that. And it's so important to have a good tire guy there, and I'm teaching Wade everything I can. He's been doing an excellent
right.
job, but I want to babysit these things too, just to watch and see what they do So that way we're a little bit more prepared when we finally do hit the track.
Well, and I also think, you know, you guys picked tires out at 10. They couldn't get released till noon, so then they sit and bake out in the sun.
And the UV index was high that day. At
well, there was no shade.
I mean, it was cool. It felt like it just came off the racetrack.
Right.
It was so hot. I mean, we probably just lost control of them a little bit because they sat for so long, but yeah. I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah, I mean, that never helps really anything there at all. But so looking at, you know, kind of going back to State Park was a really good year for you. You know, coming off the championship.
Yeah, let's
year,
get to the good now.
Yeah, we'll turn the page over. So, yeah, you had really, really good season last year. You backed that up with a pretty solid season this year. Kind of take us first off, just kind of a general look. You felt the full season went the way you wanted it to? Was there some things that didn't go as you expected, or was it kind of what you were looking for this season?
Well, the beginning of the year, again, we struggled with tires before we started to figure out that they're not going to do the exact same things that the 35-45s did. So we struggled a little bit there. The balance of the car changed. We ran a little bit something different in the right rear. I call it my State Park Speedway special sauce. I've actually got it out of the car now, and it's sitting in a box, and it's on the shelf right next to that trophy. But it worked, but we had to figure out tires. And until we figured out tires, the season wasn't really materializing. Had we figured it out sooner, I think, honestly, and this isn't me tooting my own horn, I think it would have been lights out all year. It's just getting that rubber to meet the road was the hard part. But once we finally built that momentum, we got that win in the flip race, which was huge. It was smooth sailing from there on out. We had a little bit of adversity with that goofy tech deal, which we still yeah. feel odd about, but it is what it is.
Right.
We capitalized. We went and won, and we had the best car, I'd say, the last three races other than the Deachins race in those events, and we were able to get the win and maximize the amount of points that we were able to collect, and it ended up being a dogfight at the end of the season, and it was really cool, and it was a great show for the fans at the end of the day.
Yeah, and that's exactly the fans showed it, the excitement on that Thursday night. And, you know, when you go to those races now, you know, before you're just the kid from Wausau, you know, now, hey, this guy can race. I mean, you showed him in your backyard, hey, I'm going to – you know, I won the Deachins. And now when you go to races and people are looking up to you, does that make you kind of feel like, hey, I made it? Maybe we are big time. But now all of a sudden, hey, they're talking about you. You know, they're talking about Brock Heinrich, the 52, the guy with the Mohawk, the Brock star. This guy is the upcoming. How's that make a guy feel knowing that, you know, you started at State Park Speedway? We know you've done the – go-karting, but that's what made you who you are. You feel like you're in the ranks just with the guys that have moved on, that, you know, if you had an opportunity, you could do the same thing those guys are doing?
I think with all my heart, I do think that...
I mean, everyone's always congratulatory of everyone, but does it make, like, man, I think I could do that too. Just got to know the right resources, you think? Is that how it works?
To be successful in higher ranks of super late model racing, it's just like any NASCAR team or anything else. You need to have all the right people around you at the right times. You got to have excellent financial support. We've got a lot of really, really good local sponsors. My guys are all great. They're devoted, but we all have lives too. So we're a little bit restricted as to what we're able to do, but I do know that we can pull it off. There's just a couple things that we haven't been able to figure out all at once. So I'm very proud of where we ended up and what we've done, but I do think we can do more. It's just a matter of consistently figuring out tires, having more time and money to apply R&D to the car and figure out what it needs at certain tracks.
And you have one car, right?
Just one car.
Okay.
And she's... She's used and abused, but we rebuild it every year. And when I'm walking the halls of the hospital in the middle of the night, I just constantly think about things that I can do different. I've got notes written on my hand right now.
Already.
That I think about because I don't want to fill my Aspyrus notebook up with race car notes because my manager doesn't like that.
But, that would be good. Yeah.
Whenever I think of something, I write it down, and then I touch on it later when I wake up around 2 in the afternoon. So
no, nothing against Paige. We know you love Paige, but you think about that girl 24/7, don't you, that race car?
Paige deserves much better than what she gets with me. That's all I gotta say. She's a saint.
Well,
yeah, big
Hey, we know there's a lot of weddings coming up this last week, Brock.
Oh, my God. I swear, this conversation comes up way more often than I'm comfortable with talking about it.
I understand it, but I know there was a wedding. She was taking photos.
The weddings. You know, so many
Jerry
people,
got married this
so many
weekend.
People's last names changed in the last month that I've been nothing but confused. And then we've had anniversaries where people are posting their pictures on Facebook. I'm like, what happened? This must be wedding month. I'm officiating a wedding for Norman Casey, my spotter.
Yeah, he's getting married too.
And so that's kind of what I switched gears to after Plover. So now I'm writing this speech with those guys and figuring that out. And I've never been more nervous for anything in my life. And now I got to stand up in front of a crowd and kind of run the show for that. So I don't know how.
I feel your pain, Diaz, don't you?
Yeah, that's a big deal. Yeah. I mean, it's easy strapping in a car, going out there and driving
in circles.
Well,
because, you know, at that time, you know, people are like, oh, he's just a race car driver. He'll say what it is. This is a big situation. This is I do's forever, right?
Well, and this is something I don't do. I can talk about this stuff to anybody at any time. I can go do a speech about my program, but it's so different. I don't think about this stuff all the time. And you want to make it special for them, too, because, I mean, I don't want to look like a fool up there, and I don't want to give them a crappy wedding, so it's stressful.
I did one wedding. It was about 5 minutes long. It was a bunch of people from the Dart League. I thought they were married. They're like, hey, could you marry us? I'm like, I thought you were married. And it was the biggest redneck wedding ever. There was dogs, lawn chairs, tents. I'll tell you what, it was a dandy. It was a dandy. We had beer can chicken and corn. You can't beat something like that, you know, but I think you'll be a lot better than I am, more prepared. You probably should know.
Let's hope. You're used to talking in front
of
people.
No, I don't like standing in front of people. Right now I'm sweating, you know, but yeah, you talk about that, though. You know, State Park Speedway, you won back-to-back championship. You set the track record last year with the new pavement. Talk about what that place has meant to you. I know what it meant to me. Obviously, I think everyone knows. I get everyone to start crying. I think I did that a few weeks ago, and I apologize for it, but that's life. I think someone was listening on the radio, and I think Bob Schneider's like, he really does love that place. He even said it. I could see it in the tone of the voice. But if it wasn't for that place, none of these people right here, we'd all be sitting in this room, because I don't think we would have been racing at a different place. This is where we started, and the friendships I made, there's probably been some enemies, but I think as time heals, everyone gets over with something that happened that was maybe you didn't think was called for at the time. But, I mean, I wouldn't know Jerry Wicks from Adam. I wouldn't know Steve. Well, I've known Steve from other resources, but what it means to you, that place, I just can't believe that we're not going to be doing it anymore at the State Park. It rips my heart out.
Yeah, no, I've had an interesting relationship with that place, because I didn't come from a family that was racing there for a long time. We started showing up, I'd say 2006. My dad brought me there for the first time, and I could not believe that we had what I thought was NASCAR cars running on a track that's right in town. You didn't have to drive all the way to Chicagoland or Milwaukee to watch
and
that.
And go camping at Bristol with
right.
Big Don.
I'm
and
like, this is
Ralph.
Crazy. We have this. Well, then we started going more and more. And then when the Wimmers took over, we went, I don't think we missed a race ever since the Wimmers took over. And I never thought I would be in the position that I'm in now. But we just slowly climbed that ladder the best that we could. And again, we've had all that support. Maybe it hasn't hit for me yet that it is closing and we might not be running there anymore. But it's one thing that I know is going to bother me is we've had so much support there versus these other tracks. I mean, a lot of people don't know who we are either, and that's right. Fine, because I get in trouble a lot.
Well,
but that's,
and it's good to meet new people new people to say, hey, I like your car. It was fast. Oh, you got a cool hauler. Look at your team. You guys are so professional. You got shirts. I mean, those little things go a long way. But Wausau, this is your home.
Exactly.
I say this to Brandon all the time. I said, I love going to Marshfield. It's a clean facility. I wish more people would go out to Marshfield Motor Speedway. It's a clean track. There's plenty of room. Golden Sands, you know, when I was a fan, I loved going to Golden Sands when they repaved the track. There's nothing like it. And State Park was just like, well, it was in our backyard. You just took for granted. But as years of, like, going maybe to Jefferson to fill in or announce, people are like, oh, he sucks. He's not Randy. No, I am not Randy. You're used to listening to Randy. Or you go somewhere else and they're like, oh, you're not Todd. He sucks. This guy sucks. It's like, yeah, I probably do. I'm not as good as Todd. But when those guys come up by us, they're like, oh, Matt Pannier, that guy, or Eric suck. I'm like, no, they don't. You guys are just used to listen to me. But even when I go to Marshall and Plover, the response, the fans are not as adamant as Wausau, because everyone's so passionate. And the thing is, everyone in here is friends. I mean, like you said, we might get mad at each other for a week or two, but, you know, there's nothing like it. I mean, especially you getting out of that car for another championship, winning the feature, the crowd, how much it went berserk. And you can't explain those the feeling. I'm sure goosebumps come up right now thinking about it.
And that's just it. That track, that those are our people that are there. They're all of our friends. These are the guys that leave work. They throw on a set of dirty clothes to go sit in the dust and watch us drive. And it's right in our backyard. It's our friends. It's our sponsors. It's a family. All the drivers that are here and at the racetrack, that's who we're used to hanging out with. We know all of them. We know all the team members. And without State Park, we don't have that. This has been our track for so long, and it's been so prominent. I can't believe that something like that would come to an end. So it is sad, but I just, again, like you brought up with the crowd support, the fans at State Park this year were so electric.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of last year, and I've seen it in the past as well, even on Saturday when Travis and Justin were roughing each other up at the end, the crowd is just crazy there. I haven't been
either. You wanted Mondek or you wanted Trav. It was on. And the fans let it know.
Yeah.
they did.
It was the crowd reaction for that whole deal. And I'm not all, in fact, I hate it. I don't like seeing drivers get booed at all. Because, I mean, and I'll say it for the record now, I think the track messed up on that start. But at the end of the day, I heard both sides. Mm-hmm. And I get it. It ended up being a racing gig, but it was a show. Beat the piss out of each other, and they got a crowd reaction. And as long as the crowd that's celebrating one of the last races there is enjoying the show, that's the main thing. And they put on a show, and it was awesome. So,
I said during the race, if they were kind of having a boxing match, if they had a boxing match.
And then you got the Pascula twins. They race off-road trucks.
Yeah, they're big dudes.
And anyone on the Travis Volm team.
You're not messing with them.
Don't mess with the Volm.
So is that why you send Cody down there after a night? You may have rubbed fenders.
Sometimes I don't know if Cody's going to end up getting us in a fight or not, but I think he's just following where the girls are.
Yes.
But he likes when Bobby throws the Bobby bombs.
Yes.
So he expects that every night, and he gets it. So those guys treat us really good, and we've worked.
He said everything's good after the last Saturday too, huh? Yeah. You told us every.
Oh yeah, last Saturday.
A couple Saturdays ago, he said, yeah. But he did enjoy this last Saturday. He was at Jerry's wedding.
Yeah, the Jerry Brickner wedding. That was a good time.
Were you there?
I was there.
I was going to be there, but I was under the weather. When was the last time Kurt Keene's ever been home before 9 o'clock on a Saturday? Last Saturday. I was under the weather. I watched the World 100. I'm a dirt racer, but I had that opportunity on the box to watch it. Honestly, I tried to go to two weddings, and obviously it's wedding season, and I was just under the weather. I was just happy to make it here tonight. So, feeling better. I don't know what it is, but man, that was not a good situation. I can tell you that, Cody. But I saw you were dancing with all the girls, so you got the award, didn't you?
Cody's got that magic touch.
He was dancing.
I don't know what it is. I've been researching it, but he's just got away with women. So
he was dancing on when we had music playing on Blue Jay 96.3. He's got the moves. I don't know what you guys teach him in the shop.
We don't teach him. He teaches us. And I mean, everybody thinks that we might be giving Cody the wrong example. No, he's teaching us. I mean, this is why we got his own little segment on our Facebook page, because we don't know where it comes from. We have to record it because it's so damn funny. And he's bringing. I mean, he gets way more attention at the track than we do, and I'm glad, because he knows how to handle it. And we're just people. We just go and race and have fun. But Cody's our fame. He's our draw.
Well, and that thing is, if he's not helping you, I saw he was helping the 9 out, and sometimes when it gets down to the end, you got to tell him, hey, you got to stay around here. You're part of our team.
He got a big talking to at the end of the year. He likes to venture off, but as long as it's nothing malicious, everything's good. He finds his way back.
Growing back the sunburns. Is that what it is?
The sunburns.
Yeah, he's
I know what he meant. Yeah. I don't know if anybody else knew what he meant, but I knew what he meant.
So one of the other things on Facebook, though, too, talk a little bit about your haircut. We had the design and side of the kind of tell a little bit more about that one.
Yeah, with the Eagle family. So their little girl Ava, she's a little bit on the spectrum, and I've always liked those kids. When Caleb and Danny brought them over to our pits the one night we put them to work, they were loading the car up. But I saw that she got into the family hair trimmers, and she just decided to cut her hair off. And I mean, something I would do.
Yeah.
But
I remember my brother did that to my older brother did that to my middle brother. Yeah, that was a situation. I remember that. So that happens.
I just know that, like, I saw it and I was kind of like jaw dropped, but I also giggled at the same time. Like, yeah, that's, we'll make it work. Yeah. And they were looking for a place that would cut a cool design into their hair. And I tried to get them to go with flames and a 52 cut in the side, but she wanted to go with a little bit of a different pattern. So we went to Family Fades in downtown Wausau. They're off of 3rd and they did a really good job. I told them, if they went and did that I'd go with them, because I know, I mean, to try and do something bold like that's hard, especially before school picture day.
Yeah.
So they went and set an appointment there and asked if I would go with, and I said, absolutely, I would love to go and do that. So we went and got matching designs cut in the side of our buzzes, and they were ecstatic, and I love those kids. Those guys are awesome, and they've been always really good to us, and I hope that everything went well with the school pictures for her. I mean, it looked cool.
It did.
I liked it.
It was very neat. And that's awesome that you're able to, you know, that you're willing and able to do that too. And sure,
it's just hair.
Meant the world
to
her too.
Yeah,
exactly.
For some people, anyways, right? It grows back. Steve said, well, actually, Cooper is now directing us as we got a couple minutes. You're the 2-time State Parks for You champion. Hit your sponsors. See if you can get 44 in the next minute.
Oh, we can do it. Again, all of my sponsors.
I know there's 44.
We had two really good years at State Park. Northern Trail Express, United Structures, PGA Incorporated, Zilch Asphalt, Revi Design, Cladding Solutions, B&D Plumbing, TLD LLC, 525 Sports, the Wausau Mine Company, Todd's Tap Service, FSS Business Systems, Joe Rader Towing, Sprinkler Pete, Charlie's Bar, Richie Propane, fully promoted, Weston Automotive, North Advance Auto, El Tequila Salsa, Hayes Graphics, Jeff's Auto, Mississippi Welder Supply, Fastenal, Pat Mary Betzner, Grandma and Grandpa Heinrich, Grandma Carol Fritz, J.V. Smith, Michael Morris, Whiskey River, Kim Bob's Cafe, and Kim's BS Sauce, Paige Marie Photography, Dirty Snow, Nafe Sugarbush, FRS Shocks, Toby Race Products for always giving us awesome equipment, Impact Race Products for keeping me safe, Wagner Motorsports for the powerhouse, WC2, Wes Kuhn for doing everything for us that he does, Todd Handrick with Oval Trackers, Left Hander and Performance Parts Supply, Crystal Finishing, my mom and dad, and then my team, Crew Chief Cody, Wade LaFave, Mitch Thompson, Brandon Norman, Kevin Nowalny, Paige, Jay and Mel, Tannen Taylor, Todd Nest, Cole Fergie, McLean Hammond, Jake Zellmer for the extra help, and Tucker Miller for teaching us a lot at the end of the year.
Yeah, that's a lot of people. Hey, Brock, now that State Park's done, are we going to see you run some tour races? Are we going to see you maybe journey down south, maybe run a national race, All-American? I'd like to see you do it. Now that you don't have to do a weekly grind at State Park, you think that's in the budget if we can get some money raised for you?
We've got something special in the works. The main thing is I want to go on tour with the Goralskis. I think Jevin hates point racing. I hate point racing, and we were kind of talking a little bit about that. So we're just gonna. I think I don't have any plans.
Yeah. Well, at least you got Kurt.
Yeah.
He'll drink some beer with you.
Well, we'll have a good time no matter what. But I don't like the stress of points racing. I want to go and hit all these tracks. I want to try all these bucket list items that we haven't done yet, explore different
tracks. I'd
like
to see it on the Dixieland 250.
That might be in the works as well. We've always been good at Kokana, so we got to give it a shot. So I just want to jump around and be good everywhere, and maybe we'll do some bigger stuff.
Well, I guess Steve's kicking you out, Brock. How about a nice hand for your State Park Speedway champion, super late model, Brock Heinrich in the C-Tech Auto Select Super Late Models. Again, it's our time to pay the bills. You still got plenty of time to come to 21 Pub. You're listening to Trackside Live on Blue Jay 96.3. Blue Jay 96.3 Championship Show. Again, here at 21 Pub. Usually our last show, but next Monday night we'll be at the Sawmill. We'll wrap up our final show at the Sawmill. Again, coming up after the show tonight, an ABC News presidential debate between Donald J. Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris at 7:30. So on your way home, you can't miss it. You can listen it right here on Blue Jay 96.3. And Sunday afternoon, it's a NASCAR Cup Series race for Go Bowling at the Glen from Watkins Glen International Raceway, beginning at 1 Central on Wisconsin's Racing Station, Blue Jay 96.3, AM 730, streaming live on the WJAMT app and Alexa. So, again, if you're looking for listening in the shop, you can always turn on Blue Jay 96.3. It's the only station you're going to hear NASCAR if you're into the NASCAR stuff. I know I tuned in a few weeks ago. The watching stuff hasn't been my ordeal of things.
Yeah,
and
it's a little different.
It is what it is. I guess just the attitude that either you like it or you don't. It's kind of like if you don't like the NFL, if you don't like this certain team and they continue to make you upset, why do you continue watching it? But
well, yeah.
Some's addiction. Exactly. Especially when you have addictive personality like myself. I still have a hard time seeing these guys get paid way too much money on the NFL, and I'm still watching it. So I have no one to blame because that's why they're getting all the money. If you don't shut the TV off, guess what? They're still going to get the money.
Yeah, they're still getting it. That's for sure.
I know. They're not talking about us in the locker room or the press conference or at the game, but A guy that would be talking out in the fields about racing, he's a track champion in our Advanced Auto Part Pure Stocks in 2024. How about a nice hand for Brett Breitenfeld? Yeah, we got some of the people out there enjoying themselves. Smoke them if you got them outside. So, they're like, oh, Brett's up. We're going to go take a smoke break, you know. Kind of like back in the day when the legends come out. Oh, it's time for a smoke break. But, yeah. Brett, good year. I know we had the banquet right after the race night on Saturday. You got the race. You're 14. And what a special night. Besides, your dad didn't have a night that he wanted to. But something you could say, you and dad got the race on the last night at State Park Speedway. That's got to mean something to you. Especially being born at a racetrack.
Yeah, I thought that was really special that I was able to take my blue and yellow 14 and not have the 19 there that I normally race at State Park the last 2 years. I thought it was better that we had two yellow 14s there. And then also my cousin Eric was there too with his, red and white 14. Yeah. But it was still cool that we still had 3 14 cars at the racetrack.
You couldn't get your sister back out to race one more time? Was there any talks about that?
No, she just doesn't have the heart in it anymore. She's kind of too scared after her bad wreck at Plover.
Oh, yeah.
But she did get back in the car and win a couple heat races afterwards. So
she'd rather come out with the trophy or the flag ceremony riding it.
That's all right. Yeah, she also didn't care for any work in the shop, and that's something I like doing a lot more than
so you got a bandage on hand. You cut yourself on something or what?
It's from the cows.
Oh, wow.
I was chasing cows around, and a cow's hip bone smashed my hand into a gate. So I got it wrapped up.
Do you know which cow it is? Did it get hollered at? Or do you know which number got you?
Yeah, I do, but she's... No. She's sticking around. She's pregnant, so she's got to stick around. So
yeah, it's money on the table, right?
Yeah. She's a good milk producer.
She was called something you can't say on the radio when she pinched your hand in there, didn't she?
Yeah. She was. There were some names.
Did she have a number that maybe it's a number that be like, oh, that makes sense. That cow squished me into the wall.
No, there wasn't a 4 or 7 in her number. So.
Nice.
That is good. That is good. You know what? What are they going to do? Yeah, they're exactly. Not here. You know what Bart would have said? You can't say on the radio.
Well, yeah. That's
no, they're
true.
Good people. It's all good. It's all good banter. That's what it is. Exactly. We all give good banter. If we don't, we should do something
else. I think I can say that about Joey Blaschka, because I think how he ran that last night at State Park, I think he took 5 years off my life.
So. Yeah. I don't know how you made it through that. So
that was crazy.
Were you faster than dad, though, in qualifying? You had to have been close.
Faster than my dad in qualifying? No, I think I was close to a half second off.
Okay. So dad could save us faster. He had what, power steering go on that car, or did the motor go?
His rear end.
Oh, that's what it was. That stuff is tough to clean up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the rear end cover came loose and dumped all the oil out, so we got bearings and quick change gears went out in it, and that's why he ended up pulling off.
Okay.
So then he was just happy that no one got seriously wrecked in his mess. That was something right. He would have felt bad if someone got wadded up in the wall because of his car.
I thought he did pretty good, you know, starting up front and
he led a lap. Happy about that.
Yeah, race with the winner. So if there whoever had that, so he got a win or a lap led. Yeah, $1.
He passed a car for a position. He's happy about that.
There you go.
And when was the last time Dad raced? Blackie's car, maybe?
No, he ran CWRA for a couple years, and then 6 years ago, when we sold my four-cylinder car, that he didn't race his super late that year, and then that's why I got into it at the end of the year there and ran a couple super.
That's
got to
be an old chassis then, people listening. Is that the old Tweety then?
That is the 96 Bach car. So
wow.
I was running a super late chassis that was older than I am.
Yeah,
wow.
That's impressive and awesome to see. You know, that's I mean, part of, you know, this whole tradition of, you know, State Park and part of it that just goes back forever. And I mean, we talked a little bit about it, you know, with Brock as well. And, you know, if we do end up losing State Park, that's kind of what we're hearing and leaning towards here. I mean, what kind of chunk is that going to take out of you and your motivation to keep racing even? I mean, is that something you're looking at hanging up? You got plans to do something next year?
No, I still have plans on something to do for next year because Golden Sands, I still like going and racing at Golden Sands. Just thinking maybe it's time to start thinking about a different class too so we can go race Marshfield then, because I do like running two different tracks. It seems like since we're not racing weekly every week anymore, you need to go to two tracks just to fill up the schedule so you race one time a week or once a week pretty much.
That's logical. Okay.
I'll tell you a good series for that. It's the Midwest Truck Series. And I'm not just saying it because I've worked for John Wood, and I think Drew does a great job with it. Been able to do some calls, but I was really impressed with and Scott, he was on. Scott Jaszelski ran the first time, but I
Madison,
that's where we watched him, then we talked to him, and then I watched him at Dell's, and he was like the hard charger guy. He came through the back and he got tired of this one guy just kept roughing him up, and Scott finally, he was calm, and Scott's not a small guy, but when he sits in that truck he just looks like a little guy. He gave that guy the business, and I'm like, you know what, way to not take that. Scott's been around racing long enough. That guy was just being an idiot, and he sent the guy finally. He let the guy know, I'm not going to say the name. And I think that's a good division. Everyone's pretty much equal in equality in that division, and you see so many different winners. And the amount of trucks they're getting, I think that would be something maybe you wanted to look forward into if you're – I know you like your bomber cars.
Yeah, I do like the bomber cars. I think the racing in there is what I was looking for, that we can run door to door with each other. We're not trying to move each other out of the way every week for a position.
But, yeah.
And I also really like weekly racing at one track. And yeah. that's one reason why I got back out of the super late model is because with CWA and traveling all the time, I couldn't go to the tracks that I wanted
yeah,
to go
to. Yeah, it
does
hurt for you, so you then, know, obviously, with farming.
And then I didn't race at State Park as much as I wanted to, and I really love State Park Speedway. I just
well,
feel
it's close to home.
It's home. Yeah, I'm just
it
most,
is home.
I have the most laps on any track at State Park, so it's just comfortable
right.
to be going around yeah. that place.
So, I mean, so that's something then if we, let's say Marshfield does have pure stocks next year as a semi-regular class, is that something you'd probably look at staying at, or what have you been leaning towards so far?
Yeah, if Marshfield would have a pure stock division, I would have things ready to run a pure stock at Marshfield. Otherwise, the other option I was kind of looking at is either getting Dad's car back out again full-time or turning my car into a super stock. But okay. it's early in the winter. We haven't decided what we wanted to work on yet. So
right. Well, it gives you some options, though. I mean,
oh, yeah.
And there's also rumors about what's going to happen at Golden Sands, but that should get cleared up. They want to have a rules meeting in October sometime.
Okay.
So I'll just wait until the rule meeting at Golden Sands to make a decision from what I hear from them.
You know, and then
we got time.
The
yeah.
weekly
yeah.
racing stuff, and you see, you know, we've seen in Plover, four-cylinder mods, those guys getting after each other. We've seen in the stocks, those guys getting after it. Maybe after it here, maybe yeah. after it there. But one thing about when you go to other tracks, you probably don't see it as much. You're like, oh, who's leading the points? If you don't pay attention, I'm sure all that stuff happens there. Everyone gets in each other's mind, you know, kind of get everyone psyched and kind of. But one thing when you go to like the bigger races, like the series racing, it doesn't seem like, you know, they'll live it. You know, they'll make the dramatization with the TV, you know, and this guy is coming in. And I don't think the drivers really, it gets to them much. Especially in the truck series. I think their season's so long, it doesn't have the same feeling, I guess, Brandon, what I'm trying to get at.
A level of urgency? Or
yeah, like if you have a bad night at Wausau, you know, but you could still rebound if you have a bad night, like in Maine.
Right.
And a series. So, you know, that's one thing that, you know, when you talk about points, and everyone always says they hate point racing. But
yeah.
No, again, this year you had the opportunity yeah. to drive the 19 back to a championship. We've seen Mitch Stankowski drive that to a championship. Kyle Jeanette drove it to a championship. And now being the third driver and a family friend built in the Swine Ride, the 19th hole. It's got to feel good to finally get it there. When you drive someone else's car, you probably feel there's probably pressure for your sponsors. Now that it's over, I don't know, like you said, if you'll take that anywhere else, if you're focusing on that car. What has it meant to you to be able to have a Jeff and Dean, guys that are part of Trav, believe in you, and you probably learned some things. It's probably been a good few couple seasons driving the 19th hole.
Yeah, helped out a lot just getting the car ready. I'm not working on it by myself like I would a lot with my own car. Learning a lot more, especially with tires. Dino is just phenomenal at tires. He had Golden Sands race before State Park, and he came down to help race Hayes, who unfortunately didn't end up racing, but then he stuck around to start figuring out the tires with me and my car when we went out and raced, and he had a pretty good idea of what the tires were going to do. So first couple races at State Park, we had them down pat, and
nice.
We knew exactly what we were doing with those tires. So, and then Jeff, he's got all the tools and a nice shop, and he knows those cars like the back of his hand. He knows where to get parts and what parts we need to put on the car. It's been a phenomenal learning experience over the last 2 years. And then Mitch is still telling me what I should do too. So
oh yeah, you got to have Mitch in there yet too.
Yeah, just all the help on that car has just been amazing.
So who do you want to thank then from a sponsor standpoint as well, first off on the 19, and then some of the from that are helping your family car as well?
Well, Jeff at Hilltop also sponsors the 19, Keith at A&A Lock, Etco, Angelo's Pizza, Peaceful Pine Pet Cemetery, Richards, 19th hole, Denmar, Simon Dental, Wassa Tax and Accounting, Motor Service and Supply, and I feel like Ted Scrap Metal, Auto Brothers. I still feel like I'm missing a lot.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
Well,
car, yeah.
What happens, I think Chav just talks to someone and puts a new sticker on every week, and then
yeah.
You keep the other. I'm kind of surprised the old swine isn't here. He's not working today. Maybe we forgot to give him the memo there was a show tonight.
Yeah,
I'll take the blame. I talked to him yesterday.
I have a hard time catching him while he's in town.
But so. I know. It was a million question game, and he called back again, and I was done answering questions from him.
Okay.
You know how he is. But yeah. He's probably trying to find a couch or a hubcap on the city of Wausau.
Yeah.
But, no, great year. It was great to see you get some feature wins. How many did we finish out with? Three or four?
I ended up with three on the year, two in the 19 and one on my own.
So that's good. So a little nice. Diverse. And
if I wanted to, I could have tried to win the last night, too, at State Park, but it just was not worth the risk. I was in second. I had the championship tied up, and that's where we were going to set.
No, you played it smart. That's for sure. Yeah.
I had a run-in with Benish at Plover, and I knew exactly what was going to happen, and unfortunately
that doesn't
it happened
happen.
To Spats.
For once, no one could point the finger at you. And I don't think you've really done anything wrong, by the way. That's my opinion.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, there were some people I stepped on a few toes, but I felt like I was still on the right. I was aggressive, but I still had the position.
Everyone's pretty aggressive. Well, hey, congratulations on a championship. Thanks for coming. How about a nice hand for Brett Breinfeldt, everybody? Again, joining us, our Vance Auto Parts Pure Stock champion. Again, we got one more segment before the big old debate. You're listening to Trackside Live on Blue Jay 96.3. One Pub, Sean saying hi. Thank you, Sean. Again, our owner at 21 Pub, if you ever get time and you're leaving the Wausau area, you just drive Old Business 51 right across from the paper mill. You can't miss 21 Pub. Beautiful throwback, just an old school, like a saloon kind of feeling.
Yeah, and we actually got to talk to Sean a little bit about the history of the building. Like, I didn't know all the stuff that's happened here. It's really kind of a neat story. We'll have to maybe get a write-up and put something out. And
I remember back in the day you used to sing karaoke when it was Tilly's. But
before then it was a bar, and then it was post office. There was a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, all kinds of things right here on 21 Brown Boulevard right across. I believe that's the right next to us, post office now.
Yeah, I think so. Right up the hill there. And then, they got the other Kin and Kind over there too is another. No, what's the other place?
Oh,
we were just there.
I don't know. In a way that I shouldn't have, or what?
No. I was hoping to have that car out yet this year, and just got behind, and I got wrapped up in some enduro cars instead, and just didn't make the progress with that one.
What is that car?
That is a '73 Le Mans. It's gonna be pure stock.
Oh, very nice.
So that was a pure stock that Mike Witt was putting together. And I kind of know the history of it. So then Mike sold it to Kurt Goralski. Then Kurt's kids wanted to, I think they bought a nice car down at the Jefferson area. And then Cooper wasn't going to race, so then he was going to take photos. So then they got him in a four-cylinder stock now. But then...
Yeah, it's a Travis Weisenbeck.
Travis ended up... He said he wanted another car. And Travis, he's a collector.
That's
a nice car, though. I mean, Mike Witt spent a lot of time, and now you're kind of finishing touches with it. That takes a lot of work building these things from the ground up, doesn't it?
There's a lot more to it than a four-cylinder. That is for sure.
Especially you guys are used to building those. So when it comes to something out of your realm, it's got to be like a learning process. And nothing wrong with that. I mean, you do that every day at work. You know, what, you do welding for a living?
Engineer.
Well, you're smart. No wonder why you win all the time. No wonder why. That guy wins all the time. Well, he's an engineer. He should win, right, Biash? I put my money on the engineer.
That helps, yeah.
Not
absolutely.
The auctioneer. He doesn't get enough.
No, absolutely
That's
not.
Us up in the booth. But So Trav called you up, and he says, hey, you want to do this? And you're like, did you think about it? Like, ah, that's pretty cool that someone's asking me. Or did your cousin talk you into it?
No, I knew I wanted to work on moving up here in the next couple of years. And when an opportunity like that kind of presents itself, I'd be a fool not to take advantage of that. And, you know, it's a lot of work for sure. Again, didn't make it as far this summer as I wanted to on that. Like you said, it's a lot different than now when I put together an escort. We go to the back of the garage and we find a bunch of parts and we have a running car at the end of the night. Right.
Not so much anymore. Yeah.
Not so much with this one. It's a little different ball game.
You got your buddies helping? I'm working on it, or you just kind of do it on your own?
A little bit. Car's actually out at Steve Schilling's shop.
Okay.
So kind of makes working on it a little bit harder to make it out there, not just walking out the breezeway, but
yeah.
On the off season, you know, I'll run fast. We'll run the Creepy Classic, and then definitely need that thing knocked out for the start of next season.
There you go. You got something to do this winter besides. You're taking care of the little one running around. Wow.
Yeah, and having another one, too.
Oh, so. That's right. I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What are we having?
A little girl. December 20th is the due date.
There you go.
Ah, very nice.
Boy, girl, done.
Yeah. Emphasis on done.
Yeah. Absolutely. Two and done. Now you can't do anymore. Yeah. But.
Well, that's the exciting part of life. So you got to balance work and racing at several different tracks. You know, not like it was 10 years ago where you could go to how many different tracks. You didn't have to be responsible, but when you're caring for kids and you got a wife, and you can't be like Garrett. I mean, this guy's everywhere.
Right? He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah. You don't foresee him changing his way anytime soon, huh? You think he would drive it? You think he would give it a test? I actually thought he did a great job. He gets shy. He's like, don't talk about me. But he did a nice job when Danielle's like, hey, talk smart, bud. Get in there. He did a nice job on truck. Yeah. I think we need to get him a truck.
Yeah, I saw a video of that. And, had a little bit to pick up there, but it's not his ride either. So.
Oh, no. Right. He's not going to push it. Yeah. No, he might push it if he's racing with you. You guys gave each other a lot of hell this year, the last couple years. But talk about that 98 and 21. Those guys – now, did you guys all go to school together at Wausau East?
Nick and Zach are quite a bit younger than
they're younger.
So I think there was maybe a year or so overlap there, but not much. But kind of part of the same friend group. And yeah, last year I let Nick run the 114 at Degen's and then in my bounty race at Plover. And the first race at Wausau that he did with it at Degen's, he got wrecked real bad
on
the front stretch, and I told him at that point in the race, you can't be driving around in the back of the pack anymore. You're supposed to be up front by then.
Yeah.
And I really regret that now.
Yeah, he took it to heart.
He took that to heart and made me look silly this year.
Yeah, they were fast. I mean, that's one of the things that I really enjoyed in kind of getting to know you and Garrett as well. I mean, you guys, you want competition. You don't want to go out and just blow the doors off everybody. It's fun to get to the front right away. But you want to have competition, and that's what was really fun when you throw Clayton Phillips in there and you get all your drivers so close there. I mean, that was a really fun year. Is that kind of the same mindset you had?
Even Cooper, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was the competition's definitely a lot stiffer than it was a couple of years ago. This is the first year that I didn't win 10 or more features.
Like a bad year. I mean, really?
I mean, it still ended up with 5. Can't complain much about that. But
better than none.
Absolutely. But yeah, it's competition is definitely a lot stiffer, and it makes the racing a lot better.
I think the fans enjoy it too. Us announcers, even at Plover this year, I think there was a night you guys got caught up in traffic, and that Wanta guy, what was his first name?
Jason Wanta.
Yeah, he won.
And then you rolled over once.
Yep, I rolled
over.
You had
that going.
In qualifying the next week, then I lost the right rear wheel, launched over the treetops.
Yeah, you said a mixed bag of everything.
I was leading by something like 39 points with 2 races to go and managed to throw it all away.
crazy, yeah.
And who won it?
Garrett. Garrett got that one.
So, well, it still goes back to the east side. Represent the east side.
You bet.
But like you said, it's been fun over the years. State Park is. I remember first year you came out, you were just learning, and that's what's fun watching
guys who started out and then see where they end their career or, you know, advance. You came out that one year and someone's, I believe, right reared you and you went in the wall.
Jason Hapinka.
Okay. Yep. Oh, well. Yeah. Okay. We don't need it. Okay. But bent the car the right way. Not the right way. But you guys fixed it. And all of a sudden, this Brightonville kid's winning the next week. He's winning the next week. And all of a sudden, people don't like him anymore. And they're booing him. They want him to get crashed. And you're like, what the heck? I didn't do anything wrong. The guy just put me in the wall. It bent the car the right way. But then after that, you put a new car together. And you help guys. You want to get faster. It's kind of like the old style Dick Trickle, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, help others get faster. Make better competition.
Yep.
Let's get people to talk about. You know, people say four-cylinder racing's this, and you're like, people walk out and they're like, damn, that was a good race.
Yeah.
That's what you guys want to build up the sport to be talked about instead of talk about what bad happened in this division or the tire, the super late models, this guy did that. You want to be like, people say, that was a damn good race, and that's what I think you believe in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what we want to do is put on a good show for the fans and have a lot of fun. Obviously racing a four cylinder, it's a little less expensive to trade some paint, which is good with some of the people that we race with. But I always said, if you're racing in the rookie class, you can't get mad at rookies being rookies.
Yeah. Or if you're in with the squirrels, right?
Yep.
So you, another championship is that number three?
Number three at Wausau.
Three.
I believe that's number six or seven overall.
Yeah. Back to back. You won last year too.
Yep.
So, you got 30 seconds. Who do you want to thank for sponsors quick before we get to the bait?
Yeah, Jeff at Hilltop, Keith, A&A Lock, J-Tech Powder Coating, John's Auto, Breitenfeld Farms, and Shooty Metals.
And anyone who wants to put a name on a championship car, he's got a Pure Stock coming out.
You bet.
Hey, congratulations on a champion. I know you represent Wausau. You represent 4-H clubs. And thank you for coming out. How about a nice hand for Eric Breitenfeld? Again, thanks to 21 Pub. Again, you've been listening to Trackside Live on Blue Jay 96.3.
You've been listening to the Trackside Results Show on Blue Jay 96.3. The Trackside Results Show has been brought to you by A&A Lock Service, your key authority, Central Wisconsin Vending, Hilltop Auto Wrecking, Central Sawdust of Wisconsin, Zilich Asphalt, and State Park Speedway. See the list of Trackside Results show dates and locations at BlueJay963.com and listen for the Trackside Results Show on BlueJay963, AM 730, and streaming on the WJMT app and Alexa.